Welcome to this emergency episode of Pump the Brakes. I'm the host, Eric Evans. On the same day that we finally got the microphone fixed, after 9 long months of the most un-tech-savvy human you've ever met, we finally got the microphone fixed. And Michael Lorenzen of the Philadelphia Phillies, in his first start at Citizens Bank Park, decides to throw a no-hitter. As if I needed an excuse to make a podcast, we finally got one. This episode is going to be all about the Philadelphia Phillies and the run to October that they're about to make. I'd like to give a shout-out, Steve Carney, Pat Donovan. Thank you for the assistance on helping me fix this microphone, or at least getting it amplified and modulated correctly, because that was the biggest issue, and I don't have a fucking clue how to do any of that stuff. But before we get started, subscribe, rate, review, share this post, like the Facebook page. We greatly appreciate everything that you guys can do. It's very simple. It just takes a few minutes. Also, we have a second podcast coming. It's called Make It a Double. Like that Facebook page, you cannot subscribe, rate, review until we get the first episode published. I don't have a time frame on that. I just wanted to get everything set up now. But it is going to be something that will be coming in the near future. The guest that we were supposed to have on first is about to be a father, I believe, sometime tomorrow, August 11th. So congratulations to Alex and Kendra. But this episode now is going to be all about the Fightins. And a team that has shockingly overperformed record-wise, while a lot of the players are underperforming. Harper, while he's been fantastic, really has no power. Schwarber's hitting like under 190, even though he's got 30 bombs and 100 walks, it seems like. Castellanos been on fire recently, but, you know, had an OPS under 800. You don't love seeing that. The $300 million man, Trey Turner, has not been good up until this recent homestand when the best fans in the world gave the man a standing ovation, as they should. JT Realmuto, been pretty blah at the plate. Now, what really has saved this season, and nobody outside of Philadelphia is talking about except for me, the Alec Bohm breakout is here. Bryson Stott might be the most improved player in Major League Baseball. He has been unbelievable this year. I mean, all he does is get base hits. He's unbelievable. That doesn't even include, like, the pitching staff. Nola has been... There's nobody in baseball that I can recall watching pitch that gives up more leads than Aaron Nola. It's crazy. Every time you think that the Phillies are about to go on a run because Nola's on the bump and they're up by three, come the sixth inning and it's tie game or they're down by one. It happens every freaking start. And you know what? Wheeler's been good. Suarez has been good. They haven't been great. They definitely haven't been as good as they were last year. And with all that being said, they're 11 games over 500. They are the number one wild card team in the National League. And they have the third best record in the National League. Now, unfortunately for them, they're in the same division as the Atlanta Braves, who never lose. And I don't know how anybody is going to beat them in the playoffs. But... said the same thing last October. So, I say all of that so I can say this. The trade deadline this year, The Phillies were heavily linked to Juan Soto. There were rumblings about the White Sox being sellers and maybe parting with Luis Robert, Dylan Cease. There was a clear need in the rotation. And what does Dave Dombrowski and the Philadelphia Phillies do? They go out and they acquire Michael Lorenzen. The Phillies sent over prospect Hau-Yu Lee, who was top 10 in their organization. I believe he was sixth coming into the season. He is now the sixth ranked prospect for the Tigers. And yeah, pretty underwhelming for what the Phillies have invested in this year, what their goal is to do this year after coming off of a loss in last year's World Series. And your big trade deadline acquisition is Michael Lorenzen. Now, if you don't know much about Michael Lorenzen, you know, pretty underwhelming career. Like, he's fine at what he does, but to think like this guy's going to come in and like be your three or fourth starter, or maybe even take the ball in a playoff series, like, no way. Make the splash. Pay what it takes to acquire Dylan Cease. I know he's injured, but maybe Chris Sale or James Paxton, something. Almost anybody but Michael Lorenzen. And this, I'm not going to sit here and try and knock Lorenzen. I mean, he was an all-star this year. He's been very, very good. But, you know, I like my pitchers to have, I don't know, a K per nine of at least nine. And, you know, for his career, he's at 7.6. He's basically been a bullpen arm. He's pitched in 333 games after yesterday, only starting 64 of them. Like, you know, he's got a sub-4 career ERA. That's fine. This year, combined Tigers and Phillies, 3-2-3. 122 innings. You know, he's been eating innings. Only 93 strikeouts. Not something I love to see in a ballpark like Citizens Bank. Very hitter-friendly. You know, you prefer pitchers that can strike guys out. But, I mean, he's done a great job this year limiting guys on base. His walks are down. Doesn't give up a lot of hits. And what does he do? First start at the Marlins. Goes 8 innings. Allows 2 runs. Strikes out 5. But what a fucking debut. You'll take that all day. And then yesterday, at the bank. And let me tell you, again, I've reiterated this so many times, especially during the postseason run last year. When Citizens Bank Park is sold out and the Phillies are good, there's not a better baseball stadium that you can go to in the country. There's just not. And it's just a football crowd in a baseball stadium. It's unbelievable. And yesterday was unbelievable. And it was not only Michael Lorenzen's first start in Philadelphia, where he went 9 innings, allowed no runs. He walked 4, but allowed no hits. This was the 14th no-hitter in Philadelphia Phillies history. Lorenzen threw a career-high 124 pitches, which you'd never see in today's game. The crowd went absolutely bonkers when Lorenzen came out for the 9th inning. Now, going back to things that I prefer, especially in this ballpark, I need guys that miss bats. He did only have 13 swinging strikes on his 124 pitches. That's less than 10%. You do not prefer that clip. One of the things that Lorenzen said in the post-game press conference, or with WIP, which is the local radio station up in Philly, that he's been leaning on his changeup more with the Phillies since the Phillies pitching coach Caleb Cotton has shown him a new grip, where he got 8 whiffs on the changeup, 44% of his changeups he threw, he got a whiff. He also mentioned that he did not shake JT one time, which doesn't really shock anybody. and his next start is at the Blue Jays. Blue Jays have been struggling a little bit, even though I believe they are still a very good team and they can pop off at any time. But, you know, whatever. Sometimes pitchers just outperform their peripherals. Right now, that is what Lorenzen's doing. And this man has two starts with the Phillies. 8 innings and 9 innings. I believe I read 113 other starts by Phillies pitchers. They've had three pitchers go 8 innings or more. And Michael Lorenzen has done it twice. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say the Phillies are the favorites to win the World Series because they got Michael Lorenzen. I just think this is two very, very good starts. I'm not looking too much into it. But I'm here to say that after two starts, so far, so good. Good on you, Dombrowski. You know more about baseball than I do. And boy, has this been fun to watch so far. Today's episode is brought to you by the premier clothing brand choice for any outdoor enthusiast, Backroads Apparel. Whether you chase the migration, live life at full draw, or just enjoy going to the camp to crack cold ones with friends and family, Backroads has a design that fits your lifestyle. Represent the brand that prides themselves on being authentic and original. Head over to backroadsapparel.com and grab your gear today. Be sure to use promo code PTB during checkout to receive 10% off of your entire order. Again, that's backroadsapparel.com, promo code PTB. So, you're probably asking yourself, well, if Lorenzen's no-hitter wasn't the only special thing that happened at Citizens Bank Park, what else did? Well, Nick Castellanos hit his 199th and 200th career home run. Weston Wilson, yep, look it up, because I had to, in his first at-bat, goes yard. Unbelievable. I literally got the notification on my phone, and I follow baseball almost more than anything in this world. And I text my buddy who was at the game, and I said, I literally had to Google this guy. Had no idea who he was. It's unbelievable. He's a 17th round draft pick, a 28-year-old, making his first impression in the big leagues, and he goes yard his first at bat. Something special is happening in Philadelphia. Again, I'm not saying they're going on a World Series run, even though they were my preseason prediction, and not because I'm a fan, because the team just went to the World Series and added Trey Turner. Like, I thought that was going to make them significantly better, and Trey Turner has not made them better yet. But the boys start to get hot again. If Nola can get his head out of his ass and Wheeler get back to pitching like he did last year, man, that's just a team you don't want to face in a playoff series. You know, Mark DeRosa was on MLB Network and saying he gave us five rotations in the National League you don't want to face. The Brewers were one, and I agree. And the Phillies were two, and I kind of agree. The hunt for a Red October continues. That's going to do it for this episode of Pump the Brakes. Again, subscribe, rate, review. The NFL is fucking back. Blake and I are going to be cracking down on some podcasts in the upcoming weeks. Hopefully on Monday, we will do a little NFL preview. Or maybe we'll just ease into a full preview as the season gets closer. The mic is working. Everything is good. We're back. Until next time, peace out.